Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Duff. This year we'll be talking Duff less than a day in a few minutes your way. We are looking at Yuma 29. The Gemara talks about expounding on the word shachar, the word morning, as did Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafas and then Rabbi Elazar. For Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafas said the name of Rabbi Elazar, why are the prayers of the righteous compared with a hind? The term shachar can mean prayer, as in Yeshaya. The verse is thus expounded, as it says, for the conductor about prayer, which is like a hind. So the Gemara answers to tell you that just as regarding the hind, so long as it is growing its antlers branches off, they branch off, so too regarding the righteous, so long as they persist in prayer, their prayer will be heard. The notes point out a person should not think that he is bothering God if he prays persistently. For one thing, he should not despair of his prayers being answered. Eventually, his prayers will be heard. See Meiri. The point being, in general, we should always daven, we should always talk to, we should always discuss things with Hashem. We should realize that Hashem is a father, Hashem is our parent, Hashem wants to talk to us, Hashem wants to hear us, he wants to have a relationship with us. It's okay to be upset at him, okay to be angry at him, but talk to him, interact with him, try to discuss things with him, especially during davening. You want something, you need something, talk to Hashem time and time again. They say that even if generations pass, the prayer wasn't answered right away, at some point in the future Hashem holds on to it, Hashem keeps it will be answered at some point that he decides in the future. So always pray and make sure to always talk to Hashem. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 30 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.